Brian asked me to fill in. Pastor Brian asked me to fill in for this Sunday, and so I chose a Sunday school lesson that I had some time ago, back in September. September, storm October, so that was kind of the time frame of this. And by the way, this is going to be a blatant, shameless plug for Sunday school. Please come. We have a great time. Pat and her class of ladies that meets over here in the Mary Martha, they have a great time. There's a lot of sharing. There's fellowship. There's getting to know each other, finding out what to pray for, who to pray for, and just supporting one another, as well as you're learning what the Bible says and what the Lord has for you. So I would encourage you, if you do not currently attend, please, you know, find an adult Sunday school class. Pat's class is all women. I take everybody. We're co-ed. And so this particular lesson back in September was on the second mile. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him two. We've heard this probably most of our lives, and we may or may not know what the second mile refers to. Any Roman soldier could compel a Jewish citizen to carry their backpack, their stuff, for 1 mile. If they refused to do so, they would be flogged. This was not a trivial backpack. You're talking about 66 pounds. As a way of reference, the standard Army backpack is about 60 pounds for the U.S. forces. Now, if you get into the SEAL team and some of those where they carry a whole bunch of guns along with them, backup guns and backups to backups, it goes up from there. But that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, since I did draw this from my Sunday school class, if you'll advance one, I start my Sunday school class and have for actually decades, to tell you the truth, because I taught before we moved down here, with a question. How do you go the second mile? Now, as we ask this question, it's personalized. And even if you do not choose to join in and answer out loud, when somebody asks you a question, you internally answer it. Or else say, I don't want to answer that question. I don't want to go there. But we start from there and we share. And some of the stuff that we share explores the issue from a variety of different points. And we'll be getting into some of that. I particularly enjoyed, I had fun with this particular Sunday school lesson. That's why I went back to it and add some other reinforcing things to occur later. But I found out that I'd made a mistake I made a bad assumption. Because in my mental picture of this Roman soldier and this Jewish citizen, I'd always pictured going the second mile as doing something for somebody that was kind of obnoxious and you really didn't want to do it for him anyway. Jesus taught sometimes with the extremes. Hey, if you'll do it for a Roman soldier, why don't you do it for anybody? Why don't you do it for all? And what is going the second mile? That's not physically carrying 66 pounds worth of stuff. It's doing more than is required. It's doing more than is expected. It's doing more than you have to do without being asked or encouraged, or just do it. And you do it because God said so. If you could go to the next slide, please. Do we have audio?
I hope. I play drive through. I went through the chicken. Hello, Austin here. Today I'd like to share with you the experience I had through Chick-fil-A drive-thru. I went through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and literally, this is what I saw. There are cars lined up around the building twice, and it got me thinking, what is it about Chick-fil-A that inspires such loyalty that has our customers wait in lines hours long? So I went home and I've been researching that, and I'd like to share with you what I found. What I discovered was the secret that took a 14-year-old singer-songwriter from country music streets to one of the biggest stars in the world, and also helped a quiet, timid young woman from Alabama inspire a nation to change. Chick-fil-A also knows this secret and built a process around it that they call Second Mile Service. Several years ago, the founder of Chick-fil-A, Drew and Kathy, introduced something called Second Mile Service. On the Kathy family website, this is explained as going a little bit further, something a little delightful, just a little unexpected. But this can't be accomplished without first engaging the customer appropriately. As Mark Cathy explains on Twitter, the core four are an essential part to the Second Mile Service. Number one, create eye contact. Ziggerman from Ziggerman's Deli explains this perfectly. When a customer comes within 10 feet, look them in the eye. When a customer comes within 4 feet, greet them. Number two, share a smile. Take a look at this graph right here. It is completely made up, but the fact still remains most people will smile when you smile back at them. Number three, speak enthusiastically. Your enthusiasm is infectious. And number four, stay connected. This is the easiest one. Simply ask them questions. So that's the core four. Create eye contact, share a smile, speak enthusiastically, and stay connected. At this point is where Second Mile Service can start. The secret that Taylor Swift and Rosa Parks and Chick-fil-A have found out is that you have to show appreciation with authenticity. This is the rest of my video from lunch. As you can see, when I get up there, the Chick-fil-A employees are out there taking orders by hand and putting them in there to their iPad. This is what I mean by Second Mile Service. This is something I didn't expect, and it's something just a little nicer than a normal fast food restaurant would do. Each Chick-fil-A is a little different, just like each person is a little different. Each employee and operator is encouraged to show appreciation from their heart, make it how they want to do it. You too can engage your customers like this. All you need to do is practice the core four. One, create eye contact. Number two, greet them. Number three, speak enthusiastically. And number four, stay connected. And most importantly, do it from the heart. Be authentic. Find a way that says who you are and says thank you to your customers from you. They will instantly recognize that it's real. That is how you build a cult following of people that will stand in hours to buy your product.
If you like my daddy's video, please give it a thumbs up down below.
Okay. Next one. Justin's video started out with curiosity. You know, what is it about Chick-fil-A that's having people wait in line? And every one of us, well, not say every one of us, but quite a lot of us actually waited in that line when that Chick-fil-A opened up on 77 and reopened up after the storm, wanting to get that Chick-fil-A salad or whatever. But there's something behind that. And there's curiosity. There's something going on that you sense about them. And likewise with the Roman soldier and with the Jewish citizen, or the Christian, I should say, because this was Christ that was encouraging to go the second mile. You know, that soldier was going to be kind of curious. Why does this fellow want to carry these 66 pounds another mile? I mean, I don't like to carry that much weight anywhere. I'm not sure I can, even, for that matter. But invariably, it's likely that that soldier said, okay, why are you doing this? Tell me about it. And in those walking the additional mile, somebody was able to explain to him about Christ. Christ did, you know, this is nothing compared to what Christ did for me. He saved me. And these were, and again, he talked a lot about attitude, you know, this attitude of service. As the Christian was doing this service for the Roman soldier, it had to be showing genuine love and caring about that soldier to do that. You know, if you do the second mile very grudgingly, or do the first mile grudgingly, okay, I'll carry these 66 pounds. There's the mile marker. And by the way, the Romans had mile markers. The Romans were brilliant engineers. They did some great stuff, not only with marking distances, but concrete as well. But you wouldn't carry these 66 pounds and drop it right here, right next to the thing. Okay, that's all I'm required to do. Maybe even I don't like this guy, so I will put it on this side of the mile marker, not that side of the mile marker. No. Doing the second mile, you're actually doing it with an attitude of cheerfulness, maybe the same as Justin's smile and energetic conversation that he had. So it's not just difficult people. And when I was working on my Sunday school lesson, when I saw this video, that's what clicked the switch that said, okay, it's not just difficult people. It's everybody. And it makes a difference. Next slide. These are some references. They appear in your bulletin. We use these and we discussed them. So let's take a look at each one of these individual. Next one. Number one, we're told to do it. Probably the number one reason for doing the second mile is we're told to. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Doesn't say, a specific Roman soldier. It said whoever. I was kind of curious about that, but it's interesting to note that it was whoever. Therefore, if it's not just a Roman soldier, why not everyone? Jesus was a teacher. He was teaching the concept of doing more and going above to show our love for fellow man. He was after an attitude, the same attitude that you saw in Chick-fil-A. Following the storm, we had a chance to go to Atlanta and stay with friends. And two of the friends that we stayed with in their house, they worked for a company. You know what company they worked for? Chick-fil-A. One of them was a trainer. I had a ball talking to her because, she was able to provide all the details. In fact, I showed this video because I had the computer with me, and she was able to almost quote the specs. Well, that fellow taking the order, that was good. He was making eye contact, and that was great. But he should have been walking backwards to help the line move along. Chick-fil-A picks their people rather carefully. They are looking for that attitude. When we accept Christ, we start working towards acquiring that attitude. We've already been hired once we accept Him as Savior. But then we need to start getting the training in to do that. Next slide. Love is a command. This is the underlying concept of that attitude of service. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. There's not a lot of ifs. It's not a if, well, that person likes me, or if they're friendly, or if they're not obnoxious. No, we're supposed to love them anyway. And that all draws back to the two great commandments. You shall love the Lord your God, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And it's interesting that you can make a very successful business by following God's word. Showing that love. I think Justin also mentioned that the Chick-fil-A employees are encouraged to look for opportunities to love and encourage others. I remember seeing an entry in Facebook, and it wasn't put out by Chick-fil-A, but it was about Chick-fil-A. Somebody's car was in the line, working their way around, and it failed to start. I guess the engine quit or something. So what did the Chick-fil-A employees do? They went out and started fixing his car. And after they had fixed his car, got it running again, they replaced his entire order with a fresh one, exactly what he had ordered. So his food had gotten cold. That's that extra mile service which they have put into practice in their company. And it just keeps coming back to the fact that even, of course, Chick-fil-A is a Christian company. We know that because we see what we see underneath their sign every day, or every closed on Sunday. I am convinced that to people, you know, some people are saying it was their, some comment made by Dan Cathy about the community. To me, what really got people opposed to Chick-fil-A and trying to have a boycott of them, I think it was that closed on Sunday. Because that closed on Sunday says Christian. And that bothers people. But anyway, that was an impressive way that the word gets out. Like I said, we stayed with a trainer. They prepare their employees. In Matthew 25:1, you know, and this may have been kind of, if you looked at this, well, what does this have to do with second mile, going the second mile? It has to do with preparation. It has to do with training. That's why I was putting in that plug for Sunday school. That's where we get our training. It's nice to sit in here, but it's also nice to dig a little deeper and talk to each other, because just like in Sunday school class this morning, we had one group as we were looking at individual verses. Two people saw things slightly different. They got two different readings, and they came to a better understanding by stepping through each of these verses as we look at God's word. Jesus prepared his disciples by teaching. Now, certainly the second mile for the obnoxious soldier and for everybody else. He used the obnoxious soldier as a extreme point. You know, what do engineers do when they're testing out a system or doing calculations? They test out the extremes. If the mins and the maxes work out okay, then you're probably okay in the middle with your system that you're working on. And he was teaching them with the extremes. In the case of the Good Samaritan, what did he pick for his extreme? The Samaritan. Does that mean, oh, well, if you're a priest, you're a Levite, you don't have to worry about taking care of people on the road? No, they should have if anybody did. But he, by means of that story, was teaching them with an extreme. So everything under that should be good to go. Chick-fil-A trains them to not only have that the attitude, because that's what they want to see. They're looking for attitude in the people that they interview. They taught them the four cores, you know, the 4 foot, the 10 foot, the greeting people, looking for opportunities to carry stuff out for people. They have standards. Did you know that there's not supposed to be more than 9 little bitty incomplete waffle fries? And that's why Brian preaches, not me. You're supposed to have them all complete, except you can have up to 9. And actually, Megan, whenever she was telling me about going to one of the stores, ordering that from one of the stores, immediately taking it out after she got away from the thing, dumping it out, and starting to count. because that was her job, to make sure that they knew what they were supposed to do. And we need to, you know, become a Christian is the beginning. You know, we're hired at that point. And now we need to start enjoying the service and doing the service that is called upon us. And what happens when we do? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For when the one who sows to his own flesh will reap flesh, reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. The idea of closing a restaurant 1/7 of the time is absolutely bizarre to a lot of people. Look at how much money you're losing. No, they aren't. They have done extremely well. And actually, they aren't unique. There was a fella that visited our church a couple of decades ago, actually. He was Smitty. He'd been a pilot in Vietnam. I'm getting something in as far as airplane. He'd been a pilot in Vietnam for Air America. He had Smitty's restaurant. It's owned by somebody else now. But he had switched his he started following Christ in earnest. And he started closing for a period of time. Now, somebody else bought the restaurant out, so now I think they're open, you know, every day of the week. But when he had it towards the end, he was closed every Sunday. And he was telling us, hey, didn't miss the money at all. There was no difference. It's taking care of your customers. The Jewish citizen that made that extra second mile, that carried those 66 pounds, the extra distance, did they reap a reward? Absolutely. If they had a chance to talk and share the gospel, which they did, can you think of the Roman soldiers that received Christ just out of curiosity because somebody's doing something nice for me, and they're doing it with the right attitude? Next slide. This quote actually flashed up briefly in the video. And he is quoting, he's not quoting scripture. He's kind of summarizing scripture with almost every part of this. Nearly every moment. What part of the day do we be Christians? All of it. Night and day. Nearly every moment of every day, we have the opportunity to give something to someone else. Our time, our love, and our resources. Basically, you could summarize all three of those in just that one middle word there of those three that are listed. Our love. We can share our love. In every situation, every moment of every day, we have that opportunity to share our love. It's the same love that God shows to us. Or actually, I should say it's a small fraction of what God shows to us. Because his love is much greater than what we can do. We will receive our reward in serving others, doing that second mile service. And we're also cautioning, you know, not with eye service only, but wholeheartedly. There's something else. If you look in that picture in the upper right, and this was something I just kind of stumbled into and actually had to call back to Atlanta to our friends and verify. You'll see he's wearing a name tag. The name tag does say Chick-fil-A, but it has some other words written underneath it. It has his name, I should say, and some other words written underneath it. And I looked at several of these pictures and blew them up as much as I could, but I couldn't quite make out the words. The words were not founder. I could be sure of that just by the length of it. It wasn't CEO or anything else. And then I noticed that there were other, you know, big picture people that were had similar name tags, and their writing was not the same either. I mean, it didn't have positions. It didn't have titles. It had some words. And as near as I could figure out, the words, there were 40 some odd, I think it was 48 years service on his. And then I realized that the others were probably something very similar to that, but I couldn't be sure that was the words. So I sent a text up to Atlanta, and the foster sent back saying, yeah, they don't use titles very often, or almost never. Never do you see a title, you know, manager like that. And that she had seen the year's service before, so she that made sense. Though, actually, if you go to a Chick-fil-A tomorrow, you will likely see their hometown, or if there are young folks, you're likely to see future engineer, future hygienist, where they're going. Focusing on Chick-fil-A as a beginning. And they want people to have a life of service. And what was most important to Truett Cathy was the service. 48 or 40 whatever years service. Not that he was the founder. Not that he was the owner. Not that he was a billionaire. And Chick-fil-A is worth about $4 billion now. It was worth $4 billion in 2012. Probably worth a bit more than that now. Year service. What about us? Do we wear a name tag that says Christian? And we don't want to say, okay, Sunday school teacher or something else. What's really important is not whether you're a Sunday school teacher or it's years we're serving the Lord. And really, how is it that we serve the Lord? We serve others. Next one. So what do we do with this? Let's start today thinking about that 10-foot eye contact, 4-foot greeting, and smile. What greater endorsement of being a Christian is there other than that you're happy about being a Christian? Why are you happy about that? What makes you happy? Why are you doing something extra? We need to start looking for and using our every moments. And we're all encountering things. What are you going to do with that moment that you run into? But most of all, it's love. You're showing our love to the people that we meet. For you've done it unto one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. Louis Armstrong has a song, What a Wonderful World. Interesting song because you probably are thinking that song is longer than it is. I see trees of green, red roses too. Do you realize that song is only 2 minutes and 2 seconds long? That's short. Most songs run anywhere from 3.5 on up. But that one just draws you right in. And what's really significant in what the third verse is quite impactful. It goes, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. And that is very strong words, because that's what we're doing when we are encountering people in our every moments. Any service we can do is insufficient compared to what the Lord has done for us. Next slide. So to summarize, we can second mile all others, not just the difficult people in our life. We need to show love. And we need to prepare. Taking small steps to prepare. What can I do? What can I do with my every moment that I'm encountering? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this time that we can be together and look into your word and grow into knowledge. I thank you that you love us and you set the example. Help us to see our every moments. Help us to see our opportunities. Help us to grow close to you. In Jesus' name, amen.